The Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Daily continues on this weekend. I'm just sitting down here for a little in a break on a Saturday to bring to you. This is actually take two. Thanks to some little bit of miscommunication. But anyways, this is Saturday, which is men's time, which is focusing on the continuation of my mini series with my favorite moments from the men's women's basketball season from this past year. At number three, men's. Well, this goes back to January, mid-January here, at that stretch of time where K-State was being hit hard by COVID and whatnot. They couldn't get their full roster on the court here. And this is actually follows up my number four moment from last week here, where, remember, they were kind of undermanned against Texas Tech, and we all kind of written them dead. And that old Bruce Weber factor of, well, you know, we're going to, you know, these guys ain't going to have it today. Well, K-State had some for Texas Tech then, and they followed up that Tuesday, if I remember, which leads into number three with the upset win over 23-ranked Chris Beard and Texas Longhorns. Are you catching a theme this weekend already on this Easter weekend? I am. K-State baseball already got the series win. They've already taken the first two against Texas, and now we're rewinding back the time machine a little bit, and this is my number three favorite moment that we took down Chris Beard, who jumped ship from Texas Longhorn, not Texas Longhorn, the Texas Tech, over to the Austin to the Longhorns. And of course, Nigel Pack hit a late shot, which was kind of a theme all year in wins where Nigel Pack had a factor late in the game, and Mark Smith had a big game with his 22 points there. And the big kicker here in this game here, K-State defense held Longhorns scoreless for 3.5 minutes for the final, three and a half minutes. the final three, and Texas did not score a field goal in that as well. Mark Smith led the way. There were 22 points in the game there. Pack finished with 16, and Mike McGurl added his 13 there. And then K-State there closed out while Texas was struggling to find a bucket. K-State closed out the game with a 6-0 run to seal it there. And so, K-State found a way. I mean, this was a back-and-forth game where K-State fell behind a little bit. Then they punched Texas back in the mouth. And then Texas hit us back, but at the end of the night, K-State with the final knockout blow to knock off Texas in probably one of Bruce Weber's biggest wins in his tenure here in Manhattan as well. So you know, for all the season's low lights, I mean, you can find some highs for sure there as Bruce Weber and Mark Smith and Nigel Pack led. And I'll throw in Mike McGurl as well, led this team to a big victory on the road. And, of course, we know what happened on that following Saturday, which, of course, individually, Nigel Pack had a huge game, but it was all for naught. And it is what there. Mike McGurl had his 13 off the bench. He went 75% shooting from downtown. And it's when Mike McGurl, you don't get that production from him, which the lack of production from the bench was really consistent, sadly enough. Yes, I said it because of the fact you didn't get anything from your bench most of the year, but Mike McGurl, when he did come off the bench, boy, was he big. You don't get those 13 from him, you definitely lose that game right there. And the only scorer that had points other outside of McGurl was Ishmashud with his 4 points. But yeah, Mark Smith, huge points, a huge game for him on that night in Austin there, where he waved to the Texas faithful, see you later, 22 points, 8 rebounds, and an assist as well. I don't want to hold y'all up too long here because I got to go. So I just did want to check back in with y'all on that. So third favorite moment from the year as we're getting close. Next week, I'll be in OKC, but I will have my second favorite moment here. I'll have that all recorded before I go down to OKC, so you don't want to worry about that. But that is my third favorite moment from the men's basketball year in Bruce Weber's final year here at K-State. K-State upset Texas in Austin. Texas at that time was ranked 23rd in the country. Again, another friendly reminder, the new episode of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly Edition is now out wherever you get your podcasts. Episode 96 of Triple PW is up wherever you get your podcast, jam-packed with the usual K-State content. And we talk NBA playoffs this week, so definitely check that out with my co-host Alex Aiden, the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for right now on this edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Again, make sure you subscribe and do all that other stuff, and make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan slash friend or student of Kansas State, the Pearl Project Podcast, Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to you on the next edition of Triple P.